Children, you just listen to the poem, You Come Too. Now, let's know the meanings of some keywords.
Glossary, pasture,
grassland for cattle,
spring,
water source,
rake,
remove dead leaves from the ground,
shan't,
shall not,
tortoise,
stand unsteadily,
I shan't be gone long,
I was not there for a long time. Children, now answer these questions.
Who is I'm in the poem?
Why did he, she go to the pasture? What did he, she do there?
What is standing by its mother? What is it doing?
Have you ever watched animals with their calves? Do you like such scenes? Why? Children, let us listen to the story, The Best Reward. Victory to you, Maharaja, said the hunter to Sri Krishna Devaraya with a beautiful parrot in his hands. The king raised his hand and asked him to come near. The hunter went near the king. This parrot is beautiful, the king said. Yes, your majesty, this can be a pleasant company to her highness, the Maharani. The hunter handed over the parrot to the king. The king duly rewarded the hunter and sent the parrot to the queen Tirumala Devi. The queen, in her turn, put the bird in a golden cage.
Seeing the king, the queen thanked him with a beaming face. Thank you, Maharaja. You have honored my chamber with a beautiful gift. The king smiled. I know, Maharani, and you will be overjoyed with this gift.
Both the king and the queen fed the bird with different fruits and nuts. They even taught it nice words. The parrot learned those words and kept on repeating them to the pleasure of the king and the queen.
One day, Tenali Ramakrishna, the court poet, visited the queen. He observed the bird in the cage. He too liked the bird, but felt sorry that such a beautiful bird was caged just for the pleasure of the king and the queen. He wanted to make the bird free, but he did not speak out his feelings to the king or queen. That would displease them, he thought.
A few days later, he got an opportunity to talk of the bird to the king and the queen. This parrot looks majestic, your highness.
Yes, we both are very much delighted to have it.
Maharaja?
Yes, my dear. Go on.
I ought to remind one thing to you, Maharaja. Parrots are not really intelligent. They just imitate sounds. They repeat what we train them in. If we train them in saying bad words, they repeat them also.
But you have to prove this, Ramakrishna. Our parrot can never say bad words, said the queen. If you prove this, we will give you whatever you want, said the king.
Ramakrishna turned towards the queen. Maharani, could you permit me to keep the parrot with me for a few days? Take it, but remember, it is a royal bird, said the king. Ramakrishna went away with the parrot. He took the parrot to a bird trainer.
Handing over the bird to him, Ramakrishna said, Bhadram, here is the royal parrot. It's very beautiful, sir. It's beautiful, right? But you have to train it in speaking only bad words. Do you understand?
The king will cut off my head. What harm did I do to you? The bird trainer said, disturbed.
Ramakrishna laughed. He assured him that there would be no danger for him.
A few days later, Ramakrishna took the bird to the royal couple. They were glad to see it back and put it in the cage. Immediately, the bird began repeating, The king is a crook and the queen is ugly. The king and the queen were hurt. They became angry.
Ramakrishna said, Pardon me, your highness. The bird is just trained to repeat these words. It strongly desires freedom, not what you offer to it.
How can it be, Ramakrishna? Can you prove it? asked the queen. If you prove it, you will get whatever you want, said the king. He turned to the queen and asked her to open the cage. The queen did it so. The parrot was very hungry. As there was no food readily available with the queen, the parrot flew to the window and through the window to the garden and from the garden across the blue sky in search of food and to its own flock.
The king and the queen were stunned. They understood what Ramakrishna meant. You're wise, Ramakrishna. The bird has gone to the place where it belongs. You must be duly rewarded for what you made us see, said the king. Ramakrishna folded his hands respectfully to the king and the queen and said, Thank you, Your Majesty. I am already rewarded.